Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
As kids today spend more and more time in online communities, parents wonder whether they're learning enough about how to deal with people in the flesh. How to get along with people you might not want to put on your Facebook page, but who do happen to live next door to you. Well, not to worry. Anne Strainchamps has been shadowing her son's fourth grade class all year, microphone and recorder in hand. She found that besides learning fractions, long division, and how to spell exasperate, the kids in the class also learned something even more valuable: what it means to be part of a community.
When I studied in fourth grade in this class, it was sort of like, who's this, who's that? Now it's like, oh, that's Sam and that's Kim, and we know each other more than just calling names out.
I think we have grown a lot closer to each other. We spend more time with each other than our family each day, except for the weekends. I knew very few people when I came into this class on the first day of school, but now I know everyone.
Back in September, 26 10-year-olds walked into room 206 at Randall Elementary School in Madison, Wisconsin. They filled their desks with new pencils and glue sticks and spiral-bound notebooks, and then they set about the hard work of getting to know each other and their teacher.
My name is Wenda, and I lived in Madison most of my life, and my family loves going to the Mississippi River.
Hi, my name is Bennett, and I'm Jewish, and I like dogs.
My name is Nantini, and my parents come from Ivory Coast.
My name is Nikki, and I love to play soccer.
My name's Henry, and all I like to do is fish.
They were still feeling each other out at that point, figuring out who liked kickball and who preferred foursquare, who played fair and who didn't. It's a pretty diverse class: white kids, black kids, Latino, Hmong. And one of the ways they began to get to know each other was by writing poems and reading them to each other. They wrote about themselves.
I am from a soft, fluffy, white bed, cold, delicious tuna fish sandwiches, and wet, exciting water parks.
I am from delicious cookie dough ice cream and 30-yard passes, from a two-point shot and jumping into a three-foot leaf pile.
I'm from cold chocolate chip ice cream and nice, beautiful, smelly socks.
From the first time I ran a hot, sweaty mile.
From hot, steaming latkes right off the pan.
From climbing high, rough trees and pretty, beautiful ballet shoes.
I am from the bright sunrise that shines through my window and the smell of hot, crunchy, oily egg rolls.
I am from Honduras in America, and I'm from saying hello, hola, to make lots of friends.
I am from Get Up, It's Time for School.
And they also wrote about their feelings.
I want to be black. Black and also this touches your very, very soul. I want to be black. Black like the dark that you sleep in. I want to be black. Black like Michael Jordan. I want to be black. Black like Ruby Bridges. I want to be black.
As September rolled into October and on into the blustery days of November, the kids in room 206 began to change.
At the beginning of the year, a lot of us just played in groups of like twos or threes, and now a lot of us are playing in like groups of tens and stuff.
Maybe we were playing kickball, and there are unfair teams, and people would yell at each other, and now we'll just ask each other, can you go over here? And it's not like we're wanting someone because they're a better kicker or a better pitcher, just because we should be happy and fair to everyone.
So what made them change? A lot of it was what they were doing in class.
Who's in the red group?
You're over there.
Who's in the blue group?
Hey, don't start yet.
Besides working on multiplication and long division and writing book reports, the kids also worked on a series of team-building exercises. Stress challenge, they called it.
Your Mr. Potato Head has to look like this.
This is the Mr. Potato Head challenge.
How about
There are six teams. Each team has to construct a complete Mr. Potato Head, but the only team member who's allowed to touch anything is blindfolded. All the others can do is give directions.
7 minutes.
Okay, move your hand back. No. Move your hand back.
Stop. He's
After weeks of this, they're ready for an even bigger challenge, an overnight field trip to a cave.
Some of us weren't really friends before we went caving, but in the cave, we helped people through, other people helped us through, and that really made us a good us.
Think of it as Outward Bound for 10-year-olds. By now it was winter. The weekend they went caving, it was cold outside and there was heavy snow predicted. The cave was in the middle of nowhere, and to get into it, they had to rappel down a long rope and then crawl on their hands and knees in the dark.
We had to go down some rocks, and then there was this tight little space that we had to squeeze through to get into the cave.
There was this sharp turn. You were crawling through this 2x3 opening, and then there was this sharp turn, and then you popped out.
I remember that I was afraid of going down the rope. Sam was supporting me and telling me that it wasn't so hard.
You know, not everybody is so, like, as fond of each other as they usually were. But at camp, if somebody was in a tight space, almost anybody, even if they didn't really like that person, but they would go and help out because we made new friends on that trip, and I thought it was really nice.
As the kids changed and grew over the course of the year, and as they learned to trust and depend on each other, they also began to apply what they were learning about being in community in other ways.
Box City was a city that we made completely out of boxes. It was supposed to be a perfect community, all homes for everyone, accessible for all, sustainable and green.
We made it all out of like recycled materials, boxes. We used a lot of different stuff.
Oh, that's neat. And you have a rooftop garden?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. I'll tell you about mine.
Okay.
Well, we took like maybe a whole week just to plan one building for each of us.
We have a beauty salon called
African American Hair Specialist. We recycle, and it's a really fun place to be, and you can get your kids and they play outside in the backyard.
My favorite thing was sitting down with the whole group and figuring out where stuff was going to go, because when we did that, we didn't get in an argument. It was sort of just like we were a community as a class, and it was just nice having everybody have their ideas and not argue or nothing.
Planning a dream city, their ideal community, and building a working model of one got the kids thinking even more deeply about what it means to be part of a community and what it takes to sustain one. By the end of the year, their thinking on the subject had become deep and rich. And in their last month of school, they revisited their old poetry unit and started to put some of what they'd learned into words.
A green community is like a large old oak tree breathing like a child resting on his mom's lap.
A green community is a field of grass. It is a city of grass that has grown for many years.
A grateful community is a lion. Grateful for the prey he hunts, grateful for the water hole he drinks from. He makes everyone grateful as he passes, grateful for the things they have.
A thankful community is all friends standing together, making each other's lives happier.
Fourth grade is winding to a close now. Soon, the kids in room 206 will slam their locker doors for the last time. They'll race outside, more than ready for summer vacation. But come next September, they'll be back, with new lunchboxes and freshly sharpened pencils. It's possible they will have forgotten how to multiply fractions, but I bet they remember what it felt like to say this.
Hi, we're Mrs.
And Strange Champs produced that story.
Ha 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 ha!